Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney once again from South Jersey, Ocean City, New Jersey. I haven't seen my family in a year. I'm actually getting a chance to spend some time with them for a couple of days, and we are wall-to-wall live next week on the show. And boy, there's a lot to talk about, and we have some great guests set up, bringing you the best of the last couple of weeks. But wanted to at least touch base with you and let you know some of the things that I'm seeing that are going on that you're obviously talking about. I say the show is about the buzz in the backyard. Sadly, seven people including three teenagers, were shot and wounded in Baltimore in some gun violence overnight. And this happens 2 weeks after the city's police commissioner, of course, as you know, was pink slip fired because of the spike in murders. The teenagers, 13, 15, and 18, were all hit. They had gunshot wounds, but not life-threatening, around 11 o'clock on Wednesday in Baltimore. The interim police commissioner, Kevin Davis, who went to the area, said that the community had seen enough violence, and that was it. And they said that, he said, it's unacceptable for the community to see three teenagers being shot on a summer's night. He said no arrests have been made. Four other adults, males, were shot across the city in about 2 hours. Two of the victims shot a bunch of different times. So here you have the police commissioner fired because of the criticism of how he handled the riots after the death in April of Freddie Gray, who, you know, who Freddie Gray is, the black man who had fatal injuries when he was in police custody. And of course, the homicide rate in that city has gone through the roof. You know what the homicide rate is? 600. Can you imagine? 620,000 people. The mayor, the Baltimore mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, said the focus on the police commission had become a distraction when they needed to rein in all this problem with the crimes. Because if you want to compare, in early July, Baltimore had 155 killings for the year versus 155 versus 105 in 2014. So obviously, huge problem. We know it in Baltimore. Big news out of New York State. The governor, Cuomo, formed a panel to look at whether or not fast food workers should have a pay hike in minimum wage. The panel's recommendations, which they say are going to jump into effect in order of the state's acting commissioner of labor, blah, 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 saying that that they've been rallying for 3 years for fry cooks, for people who work the drive-through windows, all of that, and they simply cannot afford to live in New York with pay. So the recommendation has been to raise it to $15 minimum wage, $15 an hour from $8.75. New York City, they say, would kick in first, but $15 an hour. What do you think about that? Do you remember if you had a minimum wage job, what you were getting? That'd be interesting to see. What year you had a part-time job as maybe a kid and what you were getting as minimum wage. And is it fair or foul? Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. We'll talk a lot about labor and union versus non-union next week on the show. Sad news from California. Boy, hate talking about this. Here we go. We have what should be a routine traffic stop that goes awry, and it ends up, sadly, in a California police officer's death. You know, as much as we crucify bad cops, how is it that you have this? This is in San Francisco. I mean, how is it you have this San Francisco police sergeant? It's an early morning deal. The man suspecting the shooting's been arrested, right? At a hospital where he was being treated for a gunshot wound. I'll just give you some of the details. Hayward police say that the officer is Sergeant Scott Lunger, 58 years old, Brentwood, California. And, of course, they say it's a tremendous loss. Tremendous loss. And who shot him? A guy suspected of shooting him, Mark Estrada, 21. So, like I said, he's being treated. He had gang ties, and it's unclear some of the specifics of course, but he was driving erratically. He was swerving. So he was pulled over, and there was a confrontation, and then all of a sudden he was shot without warning and then fired back. Lunger had a partner with him. He radioed the shots had been fired and that he was down. The partner wasn't injured. Police say that they found a white pickup truck in Oakland with bullet holes, matched the description of the truck involved in the shooting, and that's how it ultimately led to that. And Lunger, sadly, was on the force for 15 years. He became a sergeant in 2009. He was on the gang and SWAT units. And, of course, he has a family. I mean, here we are talking about another family, the effects of this kind of stuff. Lunger's family included two older daughters, and, of course, they notified them. Terrible. He's the second cop in the Bay Area killed in the line of duty this year, but we're seeing more of this happening. We're seeing more of this happening, of course, across the country. And I'll tell you, for some of you listening to me who are cops out there, and I have police officers in my family, I've talked about that. I don't know how you go into that profession if the mentality is to protect and serve. Somebody swerving on the road, of course, typical. You would pull them over. You pull them over, not expecting that. And you know, then that happens, and I cannot imagine what that is like for, you know, to make that call for those families, and what it's like to be those family members. I mean, you know, who are you calling when something happens? Do you have police officers in your area who you know who are reliable, who are doing an incredible job, and who have maybe saved your life, or who have helped you in a burglary situation, or bailed you out in some other way? Just, you know, absolutely awful. All right, let's give you some good news here. I read a funny story about this guy in Rhode Island, 560 pounds. He's biking. How do you do that? I mean, you're 560 pounds. How do you bike? But he's doing this. I'd say bravo to him. He's biking across the United States to lose weight. Can you imagine what that would be like? And we're going to try to get this guy on the show. I want to see how what his journey is like. But, I mean, seriously, he's Eric Heitz, and he's been doing this since late last week. He started in Massachusetts. A bike shop is outfitting him with a bike that can withstand that weight, because you think of the weight. In two weeks on the road, he's already dropped weight. They're saying he's dropped 60 pounds. He wears size, check this out, he wears size 70 pants, a 10X shirt, and he says he's always been a big person, and he hopes to lose hundreds of pounds, and he's getting material for a second book. So he actually has a book out, a funny book, I guess, called Everybody Loves Ramen, and that's 50 recipes that he developed in college. Good luck to you, Eric Heitz, and we're going to get him on the show and see how he continues to do. 560 pounds, he's already down 60 pounds. Wow, bravo. Don't forget, sign up for our free giveaway. We have a couple computers to give away, and you could be a winner simply by signing up at kateontheroad.com. Pass the word on to people who may be able to bring us in to your area. All right, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Shooting, as I said, Kate Delaney America tonight raises the question again about military facilities of any sort, whether it's a yard, whether it's the base, whether it's a recruiting center, etc., whether or not this really needs to be taken seriously. I think it needs to be taken seriously. The security situation, that's what leaves me really reeling from this. It's a nightmare for the city of Chattanooga. It's a vicious attack. Two other locations, people who were proudly serving the country. And we don't even know a lot of the details yet about, you know, the access, only bits and pieces of it. So you have the Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, who said they were stepping up security at certain federal facilities out of an abundance of caution after the shootings. And then you have the descriptions from people, somebody at a restaurant just right there. Oh, a guy comes up in a silver Mustang, starts firing massively with a big rifle right before 11 a.m. You just hear the pop, pop, pop and window shattering, and that's it. He didn't get out of the car there. He unloaded the shots into the recruiters, into the recruitment center. People were shocked, and this is what happens when we have these shootings. And then off to the center, barreling through the gates, and then the rest is history. Spraying bullets. Unbelievable. He had a recruiter that was wounded in the leg, treated and released from the hospital. Thank goodness. That's all that was. He hit in the ankle. He had a police officer who was hit in the ankle, was treated as well, and was released. He had a female sailor who was shot, apparently went through surgery. It was in pretty serious condition, was the latest that I heard there. But this is, again, just another horrific example of some of the things that are happening with the rhetoric, too, that's out there. And the question is, besides arming the military, is the question about the gunman himself and, you know, where he lived, what happened, what people are saying about him, trying to piece it together because he's dead. And the motivations, really, ultimately, what were the motivations here? If you want to weigh in, you can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net. Dez in Alabama. Hi, Dez, you're up. What's your take on this?
Good morning, Kate. I tell you what, I am just totally taken aback by how Americans are sitting back and, in order to be politically correct, are totally losing our view of what America was founded on. It's, you know, in order to not step on anyone's toes, we are totally giving in to all the principalities in the world and welcoming them into our country. I find this, how should I put it? I find it unbelievable. I have been raised my entire life around military, five-star generals. I've sat with presidents. You know, what is going on in our country? Who is actually running it? That is the question, I think. Would you tend to agree or not, Kate?
No, I agree. I agree that there's these horrific things that are happening, how they're just kind of skated off. Like, well, we're trying to see if it's terrorism. We're trying to figure this all out. And that's why I said to me, as I've been around the military as well, covered it, have family members in the military. And I agree with you that this is ridiculous. How do you get through a base and then you don't allow anyone to be armed other than the MPs either? And so now it seems that question has to be addressed for sure. And the way we handle this, yeah,
immediate arms. Believe me, I've done social work, I've done undercover work, I've done all kinds of things. So, you know, someone who can appeal and appear as a gentle Southern lady can also turn into, you know, someone who can take care of business in a situation like that. The sad part about it, in my view, Kate, and in my experience, is that it's being handled with kid gloves. And for what reason? We are the most powerful country in the entire world. We are at the top of the food chain. So why are we allowing people to come into our country like they're getting lifesaver candy when we are not allowed to do anything in their country, any of them, including Britain? Their people are warned what horrible people we are before they come over here. Britain, even. So why do we have to be everybody's good little godmother? You know, take back your power. Stand your ground. This is our country. And everybody else except the poor and the powerless in our country are profiting from what we have done and our forefathers. This has to stop. And normal people like me, and, of course, you have a venue that's totally different. But now with communication the way it is, we all have that power. But you have built a reputation on it. But if
you're right. And
people,
you're right. And people, yep, normal people can do that. That's why I say you get on phone trees, you start calling people. That's why you have to be politically motivated in one sense and not say, well, I don't care. I don't like any of the people. That's not true. If you get 40, 50 people, you start calling. Trust me, people don't want to lose their jobs in D.C. They pay attention.
Congressmen will wake up in their sessions.
Absolutely.
I go to the sessions now. I mean, I sit there and they realize I'm not a bumpkin. From any country, that I am an educated, articulate woman over the age of 50. So, you know, baby boomers and everybody else who's intelligent and articulate, who like to sit around and do the intelligent, articulate banter, get your butts up. Do something. Because our country is being overrun. And we're sitting back. Like, you know, we're sitting back in our nice homes, driving our nice cars, thinking it doesn't affect us. It does. When everything shuts down and all these communication towers are gone, people won't even know their friends' phone numbers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you make such great points. You make excellent points. Des, you have to call us again. You're a very, very good, astute caller. I appreciate it. She's absolutely right. That, and I say this all the time, Des, to everyone. That's why this is the reason I jumped on to America Tonight years ago, is because of my own motivations for doing it. People say, why are you doing that show? The reason is because one of the major reasons is the frustrations over our power system, over our political structure, and that's why I was always pushing for a third party, so that there could be a clear voice that didn't have to be controlled by the machine, by the politics of whatever the party was. So, you know, here's the thing. Whoever represents you, Congress, whoever it is, whatever congressperson, whatever senator, it is true. She's absolutely right. I have been through those sessions, and it's true. They don't want to lose their jobs. The people around them are politically motivated to keep their jobs. They like them. They want to go on those junkets. They want to keep being paid to be there day in and day out, or when they feel like it, on the Hill. So the bottom line is, if you do form those trees, in other words, just like when you have kids or when you were having to raise money for whatever charity or whatever function you've been involved in, you get people to also call. So you have one person, and that leads to another six people, and then another six people. And trust me, when you start to do that, that's when whoever represents you is a little worried. I can't ignore this issue. I got to listen to these people. Let's find out some more information. Let's do a little research. I'm going to speak out about this. I'm going to take a side on this, because they don't want to lose their jobs. They want to be reelected. So you do have some power there, and it is incredibly frustrating. I just think of sacrifice when I think of military. Sacrifice of serving, being gone for long stretches of time. Marriages often break up. There are things that somebody in the military, the stresses, especially on the front lines, but even as a general or somebody who's out there trying to work on these villages like they did in Afghanistan and Iraq, and how many people lost limbs and how many people were killed. Then you come back, or you survive that, you come back the one decorated hero with two Purple Hearts, and you're killed by some nut job who rams a rented car through the front of a facility and gets you. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stay with us.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Because we're again outraged by something just unbelievable that has happened in our country, and it's wrapping our brains around it again and again and again and again. And there is a weird thread. There is a very sad, weird thread, I think, that is happening where people are afraid to express themselves because of the repercussions, the bizarre political correctness vice that seems to be hanging over the country. I mean, I appreciate authenticity, even if I don't always agree with it. If I don't agree with you, I say this all the time on America Tonight. Of course, I'm a talk show host, and it's about opinions. So, you know, that's why I say left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. Express them, baby. Just bring them on in. I don't care what you label yourself as. But there are people in the country where this has become the overwhelming presence of this. If I don't agree with what is politically correct, oof, I'm out. They're pulling me out. I'm out of the game. I can't say what I really think. I mean, if you're obnoxious and spewing hate, that's different. But I'm saying having the discussion, feeling like you, like, listen, why can't we talk about this? Why is this not getting attention? We should focus attention on this. Attention on the fact that it's sad that somebody serves, comes back, and is looking over their shoulder, but not looking over their shoulder, and then shot and killed, because they shouldn't have to do that. They should be able to go and get ice cream with their family. They should be able to walk down the military base, or they should be able to go into a recruiting center. You're trying to recruit people. Boy, that's not great advertising for recruiting, is it? Come be a target today in your own country. I mean, awful. And just, I feel for the victims, and you multiply how many people are affected by that. And some of those details, we don't even know them all at this point. All right, so let's switch gears, because people have fought for this country. We luckily don't live in a place where it is state-run media, and everything is pumped into your radio or television stations. And, you know, I used to get so infuriated when people would defend Hugo the Butcher Chavez when I knew people in Venezuela who got out with their lives, luckily, but told me horrific things about what he did, and also how he just so controlled, of course, all the messages that were out there. So you might not agree with all the things you hear on the tube or the radio, but thank goodness you live still in the greatest country on the face of the earth, because you can have a voice even in the medium. Plus, you have a lot of choices, and you can tune it out if you don't like what you hear. And because of that, we can do things like cheap movie reviews to, as I said, lighten the load after a lot of our heavy conversations. So anyway, if you do escape by going to the movies, there are a couple of interesting choices this time around. Two of them are getting a lot of heavy play if you watch any tube at all. The first one up is called Trainwreck. Amy Schumer, who is a hot comedian, a female comedian, is getting a lot of attention, and she's the headliner in this one. And again, the movie is called Trainwreck. Roll it, Kyle.
Girls, your mother and I are getting divorced. Monogamy isn't realistic.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
Again.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
I didn't understand that word at the time, but now I know exactly what he was talking about.
Saturday, I would love it if you were my date.
I can't do that because, like, you and I won't ever see each other again.
Morning.
Oh, Amy. What happened? The church let out early?
Oh, I like Tom's sweater. Does he teach computer in a church basement?
Well, don't get all threatened just because you don't understand the concept of marriage. You dress him like that so nobody else wants to have sex with him? That's cool.
Hey!
I'm just a modern chick who does what she wants. Last week, it was this guy.
Is that wine in the box?
Hey, Mark Wahlberg. Shut up.
Mark Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg's like 150 pounds. I look like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
Before you judge, you should know I'm doing fine. My friends are awesome. My apartment's sick. And I have a great job at a men's magazine.
I like you, Amy. You're clever, but you're not too brainy. You're pretty-ish, and you're not gorgeous. You're approachable.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm giving you an assignment. I need a profile on a sports doctor.
Oh!
So you're doing the article on me?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt. You watching Downton Abbey later?
LeBron, I'm being interviewed.
Listen, I'm watching it tonight because I'm not going to go to practice and all the guys are talking about it and I'm left out.
Oh.
You follow sports?
Sports. I love them.
Who's your favorite team?
The Orlando Bloom.
Do you want to get a drink?
Yeah. What am I doing? I slept at the doctor's place last night.
My boy got intimate.
Yes.
Sexual intercourse. Oh!
You never spend the night. What were you, blackout drunk? No, I had like 2 drinks. 3 max. 4 now that I'm tallying. Because you're on antibiotics or something? Oh my god, he's calling me. Why would he call? You guys just had sex. This is Amy. I think you butt dialed me.
No, I dialed you with my fingers.
What'd she say? What'd she say? He's obviously like sick or something.
I was calling to say I had a really good time last night. I was wondering if you wanted to hang out again.
I'm gonna call the police.
All right, so Amy Schumer again at the center of this comedy, and you heard the jokes about about relationships and et cetera. Bill Hader's in this. He used to be a player on Saturday Night Live, and there's a slew of other comedians who are involved in this film. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 94%. It's a long one, 2 hours and 2 minutes. 2 hours and 2 minutes. Judd Apatow, who I think is a brilliant director, directed this. So I believe it finds an audience. Not sure if it's going to be tops at the box office, but it probably will find an audience. It is all about superheroes, and Ant-Man with Paul Rudd has grabbed a ton of attention. And Ant-Man, think of that. We got Spider-Man, we got Batman, and we really need pretend heroes. Now we have an Ant-Man. Check it out.
Imagine a soldier the size of an insect. The ultimate secret weapon.
If you give godlike powers to everyone, it's going to be chaos.
So how do we stop him?
By knowing I. Scott, I've been watching you for a while. You're different. And I believe everyone deserves a shot at redemption. Do you?
Absolutely. My days of breaking into places and stealing stuff are over. What do you want me to do?
I want you to break into a place and steal some stuff.
Makes sense.
Are you ready to become the hero?
Now, the suit has power. You have to learn how to control it. And these are your greatest allies.
You're kind of cute.
Whoa. When you're small, you have superhuman strength. You like a bullet. So you need to know how to punch.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me how to punch.
That's how you punch.
Tried to hide your suit from me. Now, it's going to blow up in your face and destroy everyone you care about.
Clark, get out of there.
Did you think you could stop the future? You're just a thief.
No. I'm Ant-Man.
I know. It wasn't my idea.
A long one, too. 1 hour, 57 minutes. Imagine a suit that shrinks you, but you possess superhuman strength and you control an army of ants. Ooh, I could think of getting rid of some ants. I think it finds its audience. PG-13, Marvel Comics. Kids will go and see it and it'll blow up. It'll be tops at the box office. A lot of people are talking about this flick, but there's a twist, a surprise, if you will, in it. Check this out, A Hard Day. Have you figured out the twist yet? The twist is that you will have to be reading subtitles because it's in Japanese. So naturally, it's getting very big ratings. It's because of the story where there's a guy getting divorced and a life plot plays out and there's a lot of twists and crazy turns in it, heavy drama. And it is one of those movies, though, that you would have to go and see and be paying really close attention unless you speak fluent Japanese. So, you know, there you go. 1 hour, 51 minutes, by the way. Stay with us.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
All right, we're making that final turn here on America Tonight and in talking about really what happened during the day. You can't help it. We keep coming back to the same thing, that there are absolutes that need to be addressed, and one of them is, for goodness sake, as safe as you could possibly keep someone in the military. Hey, go and serve and serve and serve. And then when you come home, you may be in a recruitment center, you might be on a base, and geez, can't tell you, you could be a target for hate and rage, like anyone else, but because you are skilled with the weapon, we're not going to let you carry one. That's got to flip. I think there has to be conversations about that without a doubt, not just passing conversations, but serious conversations, and I believe that that'll be taken up. I think there are some on the Hill that already would like that to happen. Now, perhaps this will be a catalyst to further that conversation, and you can help the conversation flow, especially if you're in the military and feel the same way. You might not feel that way, but a
the military people I know in a quick little poll, they all think that that should be the possibility. Now you have to carry just to be able to have your brother's back or your sister's back, who's ever on a base or in a center or at a Navy yard with you. So that means you get on the phone or you send emails, letters, whatever it takes to the people who represent you so that this is taken up and there is some serious considerations given. Serious considerations about crafting legislation to make it happen, because otherwise it does not happen. It doesn't happen. All right, since most of the focus was on this Kuwaiti-born gunman who had tons of ammunition and was able to hold off the police for a while and then ultimately was killed, and then it's about what was it that spurred him on and all the things that I've talked about throughout the show, let's talk about a few other things too, because believe it or not, the world was turning in all kinds of directions, that's for certain. One of them I got to mention, because this was outrageous when it happened. It was another crazy freak attack, a wild manifesto that was sent to a professor but never seen. James Holmes, found guilty of murder in the Colorado theater shooting. Talk about innocent people. They were there to see a Batman movie. So 12 victims. He was found guilty on all 24 counts. And now it's about the penalty phase and what the jury will decide. They start that on Monday. They found him guilty of attempted murder on all 140 counts against him for the 70 people wounded in the shooting. He was also found guilty of one count of possession or control of an explosive or incendiary device. Bottom line is this. There were victims that were there in the courtroom. There were tissue boxes everywhere underneath the seats, knowing that this would be an emotional deal. Before the reading, the mother of a victim, Jessica Gawi, was holding her daughter's green scarf up to her eyes while she waited to hear the verdict. The judge read the first guilty verdict, and you could hear sighs and yells and cries in the courtroom. Sandy Phillips, Gawi's mother, cheered the verdict and said, "We're very happy that this animal, this monster, will never see the light of day." Jansen Young, the girlfriend of victim Jonathan Blunk, said she felt relief as the verdict was read. "I didn't know what I would feel when I came," she said, "but I felt so much relief. I felt so much relief. Justice is here. This is a huge step forward." Now the 27-year-old behind bars will wait to see whether or not he gets the death penalty. It took 12 and a half hours for this jury that began deliberations on Wednesday morning to come up with their decision. I think it was the right decision. I don't think it's a surprise, although he had a very good lawyer who was pushing heavily for a mental health defense by reason of insanity, and that didn't wash with the jury. Now, what happens in the penalty phase of whether or not it's death, that's a whole other story. It could go the other way, and there's different emotions as to that, absolutely, for sure. Bush 41, I got a few other extra emails from any of you concerned about the president and his condition. The word is that he's in fair condition. You know, he's 91 years old. He's going to stay in the hospital following that fall in Kennebunkport. He broke his C2 vertebrae in his neck, but they say the good thing is he wasn't disoriented and the injury didn't result in neurological problems, which is what happens to people, and that he's in good shape, so they think he's going to make a full recovery. And they don't think it's going to be a long stay. So, you know, they were there for the summer, and this was, again, one of those freak things. But you see the crawl come across the tube, or you see a tweet that comes out, and you just hear fall and neck, and that's what happened. It was just one of those, moments of freak fall. Get older, your bones are more brittle. But apparently he's... they say he's going to be fine and he's going to make a full recovery with the accident. Okay, some other odds and ends, as I mentioned, I wanted to make sure because of the amount of attention, and rightfully so, we were paying to the horrific killing of the four Marines. You know, we mentioned this during the winter, how brutal the Boston snowfall was. And I just happened to see the story. I didn't even think about it, actually. In Boston, they at one point had a 75-foot-high snow pile that now has finally completely melted. I was just in Washington, D.C., and I spent a little time with Jeff Santos, who does a radio show here on the network. And he's in Boston. He was talking about what it was like. So the Boston mayor, Marty Walsh, commemorated the occasion with a barbecue on City Hall Plaza. He announced the winners of the Snowmelt Challenge. The people who correctly, I love this, the people who correctly guessed what day the snow would all melt. And so the people who guessed the right day were celebrated. Record 110.6 inches of snow in Boston. Boy, that would make you want to move to a warm place, wouldn't it? That was crazy how much snow the people got in and around those areas. And many people are listening to us in New Hampshire. And in New Hampshire, I know it was just as difficult, too. Obviously, very close to Boston, where we're talking about Nashua. And It was a rough winter, and, you know, it's really sad. We are 6 months away from winter again. Aren't we always 6 months out of whatever the weather pattern is? I was thinking about that today. Oh, finally we're into spring. Oh, gosh, it's finally summer. Summer's almost gone. I can't even believe that we're practically at the end of July. So shocking, isn't it? Time flies. I think when you're a kid, you think time crawls, but the second you cross over that threshold, and I think it's really like when you're 21, then time takes on a whole different meaning, for sure. And, you know, speaking of Mother Nature and weather and the things that you have to deal with that can be thrown at you, tornadoes. We've had a lot of tornadoes in strange places. Now, this isn't a strange place because they do get tornadoes here, but the Illinois governor activated an emergency op center in Springfield. A tornado ripped through a couple of communities late on Thursday, and there was a bunch of damage. They say electricity lines were down, a couple of homes were hit by this, and, you know, that's the whole thing with tornadoes, trying to predict a tornado and when it's going to come down or if it's going to come down on whatever side of the street is incredibly difficult, obviously, as somebody who's lived in tornado areas and currently is living in a tornado alley. You just don't know. You get warning signs on certain patterns, and you can just be aware of them. But there's no definites when it comes to Mother Nature, is there, folks? All right, remember, you can send me an email with all of your thoughts any time of day. If you don't know your representative, don't be embarrassed. Send me an email, and I'll send you their information. Send it to americatonight.net. Kyle, thanks for your help on the technicals. Great job filling in for Nathan. Make it count, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.